Good evening. Welcome to the Celtic Way post-match reaction to Celtic 3, St Johnstone 1. Ryan Zerber's headline, Classic Coon is king of the wing. Kyogo back in the groove. I think we're all very delighted at that. I'm Tony Haggerty, at @ahaggerty10 on a Twitter handle. And Ryan joins me from the darkest recesses of his car somewhere near Celtic Park. How are you, sir? Did you enjoy that? I did.
Enjoyed most of it, yeah, apart from that 10-minute period. I don't want to go into the negatives too much, but I think Celtic lost control for about 10 minutes. But for a good 70, 80 minutes, you know, they looked dangerous every time they went forward. There was a half an hour display in there from the end of the first half to the start of the second half, about 10, 20 minutes in the second half, where I thought Celtic were so exciting to watch. They were incisive with their passing. Coon was getting on the ball. Coon was involved in everything positive to do with Celtic this afternoon. I thought he, as we talked about off air, just before we came on, he built upon his first appearance or his first breakout appearance, and I thought he was the standout player by some distance this afternoon. So yeah, delighted with the way it's went. Another 3 points. Bit annoyed with the fact that the clean sheet doesn't happen. Don't think that happens if Lagerbielke is put on the park instead of Iwata dropping back to defender. But that's definitely something that we can talk about as we go on to the show. But yeah, I'm delighted that Celtic have got the 3 points, top of the league, and let's see what Rangers can do tomorrow.
Well, pendulum of Premiership pressure swings back to the Ibrox Club tomorrow, and they face Dundee at 12 o'clock, I think, 12:30, something like that. But anyway, we shall talk about Celtic. But first and foremost, Ryan, say thank you to our sponsors.
Absolutely, MPH Group. And today we want to take a moment, as we did beforehand, to thank our sponsors, MPH Boilers, who've recently become proud Celtic community partners. And you can see all of their advertising around Celtic Park at this moment in time. For all the Celtic fans listening, MPH Boilers is bringing you a special home cover plan offer. You can get comprehensive coverage from just 99 pence a month for the first 6 months. This includes everything from annual boiler service to full heating system, plumbing and gas supply pipe coverage. After the first 6 months, the plan upgrades to just £25 a month for the remaining 6 months, ensuring your home is always in top condition all year round. If you're interested in this offer, please message MPH Boilers Facebook page and quote MPH Celtic, or call MPH Boilers directly on 0800 779 7778 and quote MPH Celtic. It's a fantastic way to support your home this year. A big thank you to MPH Boilers for supporting the podcast and being a Celtic community partner. Keep an eye out for their branding all across and around the pitch. And all of their links will be in the description following the end of this video. But we do thank MPH Boilers for plumbing, heating, kitchens and bathroom work. Look no further than MPH Boilers.
Excellent. And whilst we're in the mood to plug things, Ryan, we've got the best ever deal, haven't we?
There it is, guys. Six months of access for £1. It's our best ever offer on the Celtic Way. For just £1, if you pledge £1 for the next 6 months, that'll get you covered. A single solitary pound, if you make an account, you'll get access for the next 6 months that'll do you up to April, May, June, July, August, up to September. So the end of the transfer window. If you're looking for coverage, unrivaled coverage, analysis, scouting pieces, post-match reaction, Q&As, every single interview that's conducted by the club, we will transcribe and put on the website. So if you're looking for that, plus made by Frankie Kyogo Furuhashi print A3 print, then look no further than the Celtic Way. www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe and get involved while stocks last with the Kyogo print. £1 for 6 months. It's our best ever offer, and we implore you and not plead, but we ask that you support us in this mission to get more subscribers to the website. We thank everybody for subscribing to the YouTube account, but we need some more subscribers for the actual website as well. So if you are interested and you can part with a pound, then please support us on the website at www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe.
Do what the man says. We can't do it without you. We need your support. As we say, we call the acts, call the arms. You'll hear a lot about this deal in the coming few days and weeks. There you go. But Stephen Kennedy comes in, Ryan, and I've already spoke to him. He said, told you 50p and he'll think about it. And I said, my name's Haggerty, not Haggerty. You know what I mean? But he also said to us, can we give a shout out to his father, who's 69, and he's a big fan of you and I and what we do on the Celtic Way. And he suffered a loss during the COVID season, so lost his partner, so I said I would do that because he asked me to. So say hello to your father, James Stephen Forrest, a big fan of what we do, Ryan, and he was very complimentary, so very kind. So thanks for that, Stephen, appreciate it, bud. All right, top man, so thank you very much. There you go. Anyway, Ryan, Celtic 3, St Johnstone 1, lots to talk about, lots to enthuse over. Where do you want to start? Coon?
I think you've got to start with the man of the match, Nicholas Coon, yeah. I quite cheekily said on my Twitter page that it seems as if the teething issues are away with Coon, both literally and figuratively, because on the park he looks as if he belongs in that lineup now. I'm looking forward to seeing Yang and Coon fight for that one spot at right wing, because it seems as if they're both up for the challenge of being in the first team for the foreseeable future. That's going to be great, having those two to sort of interchange when both are fit and when one of them's not suspended and Yang. But I thought just today in general, Coon, again, he looked dangerous from the get-go. He wanted that 1v1 all the time and he looked to beat his man at every opportunity. It didn't always happen for him, but he kept going and kept persevering. I just thought his deliveries into the box looked good. Another great delivery into Kyogo. Kyogo dispatched him really, really well. I just thought it was a really good performance all round from Coon, a guy that's taken a lot of stick from people since he's joined, but he has certainly, he's came onto a game in the past couple of games. I was one of those that criticised him because I was like, what is he doing at the moment? What is he bringing to the team? But we can see it now. I think everybody sees it.
I think everybody did. There was an early jury, wasn't there? And I think the one that really annoyed people was the Hibs performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was an empty jersey, and that you can, you can easily say that about Coon, but I think the extenuating circumstances are that he has taken time with the Wisdom team operation, and he's lost kilos and lost a lot of weight, and the manager said it today that he's now finding his strength and his confidence. Those two go hand in hand, don't they? And you can see that now. He just looks a totally different player, doesn't he?
From a point in the second
from the one
half.
That arrived, yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about the strength. He actually did show a good bit of upper body strength to sort of shake off his marker and get past him. That's what I love to see. From he's only, 5'7", 5'8". He's not the tallest winger in the world, but you know he puts himself about. It seems as if he's put that weight back on. He put it in a bit of muscle as well, which only bodes well for the future. Yeah, I think for him, the international breaks probably came at a bad time for him because he's really getting into the groove of things, but he can use this next couple of weeks to train well, to maybe put even more muscle on and get ready for that Livingston game. Because it's between him and Yang, and at the moment, I don't think you'd drop Coon at this point in time.
I'm a yellow jersey man, I'm not around, so if you lose that jersey through no fault of your own and like getting sent off suspended like Yang did, then you know it offers other people to grasp the nettle and take their chance, and I think you can say that Nicholas Coon has did that so far. We wanted him to pick up from where he left off last week, and he has. I think you were the one that said you wanted a Kyogo goal with a Coon assist, and you got both. Supplier and provider, so great. And I was saying that we hope Kyogo could score again after last week, and Celtic played to his strengths today big time, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what he wanted. He loves that space just in behind. They were getting to him quickly. You could even see a couple of cross balls that were looking to get into that direction. And I think that shows that his teammates trust him as well. Now, Rodgers talked about him in training and says he's been showing this in training. That's the reason why he's starting games. It's good that translation is quite... I'm trying to think of the word. Seamless from the training pitch to the actual football pitch, and that's great to see. I love to see that. He looks like a guy that's really enjoying his football at the moment. He enjoyed his moment with the fans when he got the goal. He did his trademark celebration for the first time, which was absolutely brilliant to see. And yeah, I think he's a guy that's really he's growing into a Celtic player all of a sudden.
He's reinvigorated Kyogo, isn't he? And it couldn't have come at a better time for me, Ryan. He could have had a hat-trick today. You know, a couple of VAR decisions went against him. The marginals that we'll talk about as well. But they showed the lines and they showed that certainly for Kyogo's he was offside, so fair enough. But he was getting into those positions and they were finding him. can't disallow them all, Ryan. If he keeps getting into those positions, he will score goals and he will be onside. And his header was very brave. Very Larson-esque header for me, I thought, the way he went up and put his head in where it mattered and timed his run that time to perfection. Again, a VAR check to make sure that it was a goal. But yeah, I thought it was an excellent assist from Kuhn, I have to say. And I was delighted with the header. Now, I want to talk briefly. Penalty or not for you, Ryan?
It's a penalty and a red card for me. I think it's a red card and a penalty. If he gives one, then he has to give the other the referee. And I wonder if that's maybe the reason why that wasn't the case. Because if you give the penalty, then it's a denial of a goal-scoring opportunity. Iwata's scoring from that chance.
But it's his arm that's kept. It's his arm that's kept the ball out the net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you look at the one that Iwata get penalised. The man who took the shot had been perfectly entitled to say, "How come that's not a penalty?" And the one against me at Tynecastle, when I didn't even know where the ball was, is a penalty.
And it's not deliberate. I don't think it's deliberate. But deliberation is not in the rules anymore. There's no such thing as that. He has stopped the ball from going in the net.
Correct.
So. That I think the only possible explanation I can think of is he's let him away with it because he would have to send the man off as well.
But you've got to do your job.
After looking at that through VAR, and I seen it at half time, I was like, that's a penalty. You know, I know he's trying to pull his arm away, but it's a penalty for me.
That's that.
And if it's a penalty, then it's a red card.
Yeah, of course. So it's the double whammy there, isn't it? Sorry. Don't know what happened there, but a bit of noise. Yeah, it's a double whammy, but I can't see any other reason for it not being a penalty, and I don't know why he wasn't called to the monitor to review it and have a look at it and make up his own mind. But it's as Tim Anon says here, it's a penalty and a red card. You have to apply the rules. Don't want to be too negative about, because I thought it was a decent performance today. I thought they were very good in spells and scored three cracking goals, I have to say that. And then at the end, I think Alistair Johnson are still showing, I think people are still waiting to see the lines, but I think it was the passage of play before it. Ida and Forrest, I think, are both offside with the ball that gets shunted out wide before it gets to Johnson. So I think that's why was, because Alistair Johnson wasn't offside. But it was a passage of play before it. Yeah, it was a cracking strike, I have to say that. So, yeah. So lots of people wanting their say as well. So I'll bring them in. Craig McMeekin, couldn't assist in Cuba goal. Exactly what Ryan wanted, and he was spoiled. There you go, Ryan, you were spoiled.
I get both and vice versa, which is absolutely brilliant because they swapped.
John Summer, Coon was brilliant today. Overall, great performance. And Scotland the Brave coming in. High Celtic way, hold my hands up. I said before the game that Coon has been a letdown. Doesn't go by a man, he'd like to see more goals and assists. He did all three today. Made me my word so well, didn't he? Certainly did. Helen Feeks. Hi, Helen, how you doing? Love week yoga, don't we all? And Connor coming in with praise for myself. Tony always knows the script. He said he would beat Rangers at Ibrox, and he said Lackerby, I'll come and get minutes in the running. Triple T all the way. I think he's referring to the TikTok, Tony. Yeah, sometimes I kind of know what I'm talking about, but there you go. And 420 somewhere saying they got the Karl Mack print the last time with the made by Frankie. It's mint. So, yeah, guys, if you...
Getting a lot of love.
Are worth it, yeah.
A lot of love for her work, and rightly so. She's worked with other... I think she's worked with the Scotland national team as well. So she's a highly renowned artist, and we're delighted to partner up with her once again. Yeah. If you are interested, www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe.
These are worth it, guys. Yeah, hit that subscribe button. Keep waiting. No danger. Johnson's goal was offside. Still waiting for the pictures. I think the pictures showed it in the lead up to it. It was Johnston and Ida that were offside. No, Forrest and Ida that were offside. Scotland the Brave. He feels silly now. Tony Coon did all three and he said he wouldn't be fully. Don't worry. We all get it wrong at times. Nobody noticed till you mentioned it. Colin Rogers. We've got Nicholas. He's on the wing. We've got Kyogo doing his thing. There you go. And Stephen Kenny coming back in. Cheers, Tony. Appreciate that. Well done. I think that's saying thanks to you. Saying hello to his old man. Cheers for that, Stephen. Appreciate it. We were outstanding and amazing game today, says Natalie. And Stephen Kennedy saying his stepson, Aidan Barlow, knows Wee Ryan. You're now Wee Ryan. I don't know you're big Ryan or wee Ryan, but do you know Aidan Barlow, Ryan? Clearly knows you, so there you go.
I know who he supports, yeah. He's on the other side of the city, but I do know Aidan. I've been out with him a couple of times. He's a good lad, so
yeah,
all the best to him as well. It's a small world. It certainly is a small world.
And Stephen coming and saying you're a cracking wee lad. Great knowledge as well. Like, tell me about it. I work with him every day. Two of us roll our knowledge together and do this thing, and we're very proud and very privileged and honoured to do it. And Scotland and Brave coming in saying, not to be negative, but you said it before and you'll say it again, the moment Cameron Carter Vickers is not on that part, the defence falls to bits. Cannot explain how important that man is. He was brilliant today.
And
Hazel Finn coming in and saying, can't believe that Brendan Rodgers only put Gustav Lagerbielke on when CCV was subbed, and goodness knows what he's done, but Brendan Rodgers has to go for it, whatever it is. But I did say the Swede would get minutes, didn't I? And I've got to be honest, I think after that, you might be planning on playing the big man, the two of them at Ibrox. I've just got a feeling that he'll turn to the Swede and Cameron Carter Vickers for Ibrox. Could be wrong, but
I think it'll be Scales and Carter Vickers because it's only a knock in training that he got. Yes, he's missing international football, but I think it'll be Scales and Carter Vickers. That seems to be the sort of number one and number two centre-backs at the club. I can't see him leapfrogging both Stephen Welsh and Liam Scales and getting into the starting lineup. The fact is, he wasn't brought on initially. They actually brought...
The reason why
Lagerbielke was brought on was because they conceded that goal, because Iwata was put back into the defence. If Brendan Rodgers had his way, he wouldn't have had Lagerbielke on that park, and I'm pretty sure about it. I just don't think he fancies him at all, and that's fair enough.
I get that, yeah, but I think lots of Celtic supporters are getting a bit worried and stressed about the defence, but obviously the comfort blanket was there today, wasn't he? He was back and safe as houses until he went off.
I've got to say Welsh, I thought Welsh was pretty good today alongside Carter Vickers. I don't think he did much wrong. I think there was a great point in particular where he got a great interception right when St Johnstone looked as if they were threatening going up the park. But like we've said before, every defender gets better when they've got Cameron Carter-Vickers beside him. Cameron Carter-Vickers is that good. The best Celtic defender I've ever seen in my lifetime, because he's transformational. He makes every player around him better. I've ran out of superlatives. Carter-Vickers, it's his presence that scares players. I seen it today again.
I thought you were going to go all kind of Dennis Law, only an excuse, talking about the De Boers. You'd think there was two of them, Cameron and Carter Vickers.
I think that was one of the best comments or compliments that Gordon Strachan gave about a player. I think it was the Europa League final that Sevilla were playing in, and he said, how good were those Rakitic twins tonight? There was only one of them, but he covered that much of the ground that he was saying that there was two of them.
Yeah,
I just think Carter Vickers actually scares opposition players, attackers. There was a point where he didn't even touch his marker, and he managed to get the ball back just due to his physicality and due to him actually being there and his presence. I think he's a bit of a boogeyman for opposition strikers to deal with.
He's got the Bobo Baldi intimidation factor for me. You know, just players just don't like playing against him, and I love that about him. And he's just solid. And as I've said before, you breathe more easily when you see Cameron Carter-Vickers' name on the team sheet. You're going down that defence and you see CCV, you're just like, right, okay, cool. We're safe as houses at the back. So, like, no worries. And then you sort of look and say, like, who's in the midfield, who's in the attack? But as long as he's there, you're kind of like, right, great. Maestro 95 could have better tempo and balance today. Kuhn was great, yep. He certainly was. But
there was a point today where there was a 1v1 that Cameron Carter-Vickers was up against the opposition's attacker. I don't know if it was a winger or the striker, but you know, he got past Carter Vickers, and then Carter Vickers got back instantly, as if you need to beat him two or three times in order to get him down, because he's fast, his recovery pace is really good. If he's fit and he is able to play in that starting lineup, Celtic will win the vast majority of their games because he's that good. The only thing we need now is a decent player to play alongside him. I thought Navrovsky was going to be that player. Unfortunately, he's been injured for lots of the season. So that could be something that maybe Celtic look at in the summer. Let's partner him with somebody really, really strong and make a bit of a behemoth at the back between the two of them.
I think it's up for grabs now. I think Rodgers will look in the next couple of weeks at training and see. And I know what you're saying, that he'll go with Scales. He probably will go with Scales, but I think Lagerbielke's got a shout. And I know he doesn't fancy him per se, but you can still get a tune out of somebody and say to them, right, look, you know, I need you to perform for me. I'm going to try something at Ibrox. So could be wrong in that, but we'll see how it goes. There's a countdown to that. Got a few weeks before that arrives. But yeah, okay. Big Dom coming in. Give some thought to the quality of opposition. They looked like a pub side. I just thought it was a typical Craig Levein opposition set-up. And also, I think one of the stats that came out of today was that I don't think Craig Levein's ever tasted victory at Parkhead with any of his teams. Mm. And that record continued. It's not hard to understand why, is it?
No, I don't want to go too in on the opposition too much, but I don't see how that could be enjoyable for the opposition fans to go and watch. I understand that's their prerogative, to go and try and play negative football in order to gain a result or try and hit Celtic on the counter-attack. But when you're 5-10 minutes in and your goalkeeper's time-wasting, or if you've got a throw, you're trying to get every single yard, or trying to throw the ball out, or trying to get two different balls onto the pitch to stop the flow of the play, then,
yeah,
you know, it's only a matter of time before Celtic go and make the difference. I just thought it's very, very negative football for me. I understand that they're in a good position probably because of that negative football and the results. You know, the results against Celtic won't define their season. That's one of the big cliches that gets used. You know, these games won't define our season, but it's entirely within their prerogative and I don't want to go in too much on them, but yeah, there was some really negative tactics at play, I would say, from the opposition.
Yeah. Over 300 people joining us. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate your company. We know it's Saturday night and lots of things that you could be doing, so appreciate it. We're discussing Celtic 3, St Johnstone 1, but lots of pleasing aspects about today. And I thought Celtic should have and could have scored more goals. They were unlucky, weren't they? Goebbels hit the crossbar as well. And they had a couple of three goals disallowed. Celtic got today, denied a, looked like a stonewall penalty, but some decent performances all round. Coon was good, Alistair Johnston was good again as well. And but Joe Hart was raging at the concession of that goal, wasn't he?
It was a great save originally from
Steve.
It was a tremendous save. He could do nothing with the rebound from, I think it was Conor Smith that scored the rebound. But
he didn't deserve
to concede a goal. And he was largely a spectator for much of the game. That one save, you know, he didn't deserve to concede the rebound due to how good that save was. His reflexes were absolutely incredible at that moment in time. And he was just so
lucky. They were.
But yeah. Celtic looked vulnerable, and it's true, they do look vulnerable without Cameron Carter-Vickers. But I would say that Liverpool look vulnerable whenever they've not got Virgil van Dijk. I would say Man City look vulnerable every time they've not got John Stones or Ruben Diaz. You take your best defender away from a football team and they're going to look vulnerable. And that was the same for Celtic, same for every team around the world. They've got to find a way of keeping Carter Vickers as fit as possible, because if they do, then they'll win games and they'll probably win the league with Carter Vickers in that squad. He is the difference for me. Although I would say that there's some other players coming back that will really, really enhance this team, particularly in the midfield.
I have to also pick up the cameo of the evergreen James Forrest.
every time you think
he's finished, he just comes on and does something, doesn't he? Scored the third goal at St Johnstone at McDermott Park in the 3-1 win there, and he's done it again today. But cracking strike today. People keep writing him off, but he just keeps coming on and playing his part, doesn't he?
If that's the role that he's happy with and he's happy to continue with that until the end of his career, then I'm all for that. If you can get 10-20 minutes out of him, because you can't, that'll never go away, that strike that he's got, you know, to put that power and that accuracy. Brendan Rodgers, it isn't a throwaway comment when he says he's the best winger at the club. Unfortunately, father time has caught up with the player, and that injury as well that I talk about during the COVID season, I think really, really hampered his progress as a Celtic player. I think he'd have even better numbers if it wasn't for that. It was a massive miss 4 years ago when he got injured. But you can't teach that. You can't teach that strike. And that's just, it was cultured from James Forrest. I thought his first touch actually was quite poor and that he'd taken it away from the goal. I thought he'd ruined his opportunity. But he shut me up with that second strike. I mean, you know, the second touch was a strike and it was a phenomenal goal. Another assist for Matt O'Reilly, though I don't really know what else he did in the game, to be perfectly honest with you. He got a goal contribution, that's great, but I'm looking for more from him and especially Bernardo as well. I don't think he took his opportunity at all today.
No, 104 goal counting for James Forrest, career goals for Celtic. Excellent. They cut back to Peter Grant in the studio and he was asked how many did he get and he kind of modestly and sheepishly said 21 or something like that.
He got an assist last week as well for Kyogo's goal. So he's chipping in with his goals and assists. Everybody's got to do that because they've lost the double figures in goals and assists due to Leah Labada's departure from the club. Everybody's got to chip in. If Yang can do that on that side, Kuhn can do that, and Forrest, if they can all make up that that shortfall because of Abada's departure, then you know it'll be a pretty good sort of saving point for Celtic, you would say.
I mean, lots of people don't like the international break, but I'm actually quite happy that it's came along now, Ryan, because I want those players to get fitter and come back. The Tatis of this world, McGregor's of this world, Cameron Carter-Vickers firing on all cylinders, Yang. You know, once we get all these guys back and Brendan Rodgers is spoilt for choice, it's coming back at the right time. You could gather a head of steam in these last 8 games. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, I don't look any further forward in the Livingston game because that's next. But at least I've got 2 weeks to, and hopefully the guys that go away in international duty come back unscathed. And then you just, as the manager said today, then you have the last rip at it. That is the final push, isn't it?
Yep. Great to hear that Brendan Rodgers was talking to Greg Berhalter as well, the USA national coach, and said that he wanted Cameron Carter-Vickers to stay at home and stay and continue his reintegration into the squad by probably playing in that bounce game that they were talking about. Rio Tati will probably play in that too. Cal McGregor will play in that. I'd love to get a sort of live feed of that game because I'd love to see all of those players play at the one time. It'll be a strong squad of players, probably the strongest squad of players in a good while that will be staying back from international duty. You know, you'll have your Alistair Johnstone going away, Dyson Maeda going away, other players too. But great to see that conglomerate of players staying at the club and getting ready. I'd liken it to the cavalry coming against Livingston, I would hope, in a couple of weeks' time at the Tony Macaroni Stadium. I think there's a cavalry coming with Cal McGregor, Cameron Carter-Vickers coming back and playing again, and then Rio Tati coming and playing.
I thought me and you turn up at Tony Macaroni with a cavalry.
Well, that too, absolutely. that three, that trinity of players is going to be so important. That spine, you know, that is such a massive spine of the team. I was saying to the people around me this afternoon, you know, Hatate walks into this team with the way that Bernardo's playing at the moment.
Well, here's a question for you, right? Hatate and McGregor come back and you say they both walk into that team. Who drops out? Is it Matt O'Reilly?
It's probably Iwata, unfortunately.
You reckon it's going to be Iwata?
Yeah. I think it's a game-by-game basis, but
yep.
I think Hatate will be on the bench against Rangers. I think Iwata will start, and it's just all down to the game. Maybe Hatate will be on the bench against Hibs. Same sort of area, but wrong team. I think he'll be on the bench against Livingston, and he'll come on with about half an hour to go to stretch his legs a bit. If he's ready, then he might start against Rangers. But I think you've got to have that protection that Iwata brings as number 6. Between that and you can release McGregor a bit more as well. I know two of his best performances have been in the number 6 when he's played there against Rangers this season. But I want to see him further forward and trying and impacting on the attacking play. Be delighted to see him back in that team as well. But I think it's important that Celtic have a number 6 in that game just to protect the back line, especially due to the one-in-one-out mentality it is just now.
You know what I am happy about, though? Options. I think by the time we get to Ibrox, Celtic manager is going to have options, and that's a wonderful thing. And I'll say it again, when Celtic have all the players fit and ready, you know, they're more than capable of getting result, and the manager is more than capable of coming up with a game plan to get a result at Ibrox. He's did it already, and I wouldn't rule Celtic out doing something, i.e. winning at Ibrox again with the players that are coming back in. And I think they get a confidence surge from today as well, because it was a must-win, and you know, you applied pressure on yourself. But I thought that it was very stress-free for me today, Ryan. I thought, even it took them,
yeah, there was no stress,
39, 40 minutes to break St Johnstone down, I always felt it was coming. You know, there's games where you think, oh, we're not going to score, and then, you know, there was things getting cleared off the line, there was a penalty incident, there was a goals disallowed. I still thought, it's a matter of time. I didn't think, oh no, it's going to be one of those days. At no point did I think that. And then 46 minutes, a minute after half-time, you know, the game's killed stone dead with a wonderful assist from Kyogo to Kuhn, and you just think, okay, breathe. Okay, let's see if they can run up, you know, get the 4-0, 5-0 that you and I predicted. And the only downside was the goal that was conceded at the end, but there you go.
Got to give a wee shout out to Greg Taylor for that pass to Kyogo for the second goal, which is a thing of beauty, and it's something that I've seen a couple of times from Greg Taylor, but I've also seen it from more so from Alistair Johnson. I remember he's had that sort of pass before. Cal McGregor did it too when he was playing in that number six role against Hibs, I believe. It's a sort of, it's a low ball, but it's still enough to loft it through. It's not like a massive cross ball. It's just it's just executed well enough to find Kyogo. Kyogo does well peeling off and then getting the ball into Kuhn, and Kuhn follows the.
You know what I loved about Kyogo in that? He hit it blind, right? Because he didn't look up, he just turned and he wheeled and he hit it. But Kyogo was thinking, see if anybody thinks like me, they'll be in there. And Kuhn's movement's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. He's on the move. And he sees it, and he kind of sees what's happening, and he couldn't miss, but he couldn't miss because he put himself in that position. He'd used his speed. I mean, the St Johnstone player was nowhere near him, absolutely nowhere near him. He's about 3 or 4 yards away from him, so he was always going to be there. But the fact that I loved that Kyogo just provided the goal the way he always gets provided himself. And I just think to myself, that's magic, because they've clearly been working on that as well. Because it was an instant swivel and a blind touch across the face, and he's thinking, somebody should be in there. So I was...
Yeah, it was very much an Ange Postecoglou-esque.
Craig McMeekin, that's what I think. That's been getting drilled all week in training. That's exactly what I thought. I thought, it doesn't matter who's out wide, who it falls to, smash it low across the goal. It's impossible to defend. And if you've got players who are tuned in, they should be there, and it's a tapping, you know. Yeah. And that's the match winning goal, you know. So great, brilliant, really enjoyed that.
I'm delighted that the narrative is now changing with Kuhn, because a lot of people were doubting him, including myself. I'm just delighted to see that now we're beginning to see that player that we saw in the highlights clips at Rapid Vienna. You know, the player with a bit of speed, getting onto the end of crosses, you know, shooting, trying to shoot from distance, trying to beat his man one on one. Just great to see, you know, that we all knew that he was a good player. There's just something not right with his first couple of games. I know he scored against Aberdeen, so he broke his duck early, so that was something to behold. But, you know, the past couple of games is showing that he can get to that level, and he is a first-team player for Celtic. He walks into the starting lineup at this moment in time, which is absolutely brilliant to see, and hopefully it continues. Yang will have something to say about that. I'm looking forward to seeing the competition between those two players.
Correct, and I'm actually glad about that Yang will have something to say about that. That'll be a cracking wee side battle, won't it? Because he usually gets the starting jersey, and the two of them push each other on to achieve bigger and better things.
I think somebody's just commented the exact same thing that you've said at the exact same time.
What's
that? Size Homer. Kieran and Yang fighting out for a spot can only be a good thing for us, pushing each other on. Great minds think alike, but that's true. It's very, very true. Well, I'd love to see
you need that healthy competition. And the two of them, how ironic is it that the two of them at the same stage of the season are starting to look the part?
Yep.
And those are the kind of dilemmas and headaches, selection dilemmas and headaches that managers want, because and you can alternate if you need to do that. Great minds indeed, Ryan. Yeah, what's the other dot to that fool seldom differ? Isn't it something like that?
I don't know.
Great minds think alike and fools seldom differ. Ryan, you know what I'm like? I like a bit of self-deprecation. You can't beat it. But I'm sure King Size Homer's got a great mind. So I'll take that compliment. Thank you very much. But yeah, so I'm just delighted the way things are shaping up for this final push. The mood music, you know what I'm like? I'm always bigging my mood music, but the mood music is so much better, isn't it? Today was stress-free. Celtic haven't been stress-free at home in a lot of the games this season, but I thought they coped with that really, really well today. You know, the biggest pressure is the pressure you put on yourself, and it could have gone either way because it took them up to 40 minutes to score, Ryan, but they were very patient, and I always felt it was coming. I didn't feel that it was like the 0-0 game. You know, when we were missing chances, and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be one of those days. I never felt in my water that it was going to be one of those days. And once I get the breakthrough goal, I thought, great. And then getting the... And they're very good at getting early goals in the second half. Done that a few times this season, which I really, really like. And so, yeah, I'm as confident as I can be for these next eight games, right? I have to say that.
Yeah, and it's good to be back on that positive front after what felt like a bit of a negative period of time for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I think we're back to believing that something could happen this season. And that's down to the fact that a lot of players are now stepping up to the plate. Kyogo's scoring goals. Iwata's came into the team and solidified the midfield. O'Reilly, even though he's not playing his best football, he's still contributing with assists. Kuhn now looks a good player. Yang looks a good player. And Cameron Carter-Vickers is back. Once you get those other two midfielders and Cal McGregor and Rio Tati back in this team, I think everybody will be feeling pretty good about themselves going into the real business end of the season.
Indeed. Well, I'll let you get home and boost. You'll feel good about yourself. I don't know. Are you going out tonight, young man?
I don't know. I'm up early tomorrow to do a stats bomb report.
So oh, yeah, that might
not be on the cards, but I will endeavour to bring you the best content tomorrow afternoon once it's ready to go out.
Guys, nearly 400 people joining us on a Saturday night at 7:30. It's testament to how you perceive us and you think about us, and we love you for that. We love you daily for that, and we have been imploring you or asking you to sign up and subscribe for £1 for 6 months for access to all the content that we do, and as well as doing that, you'll get a hold of the Kyogo Furuhashi print from renowned football artist made by Frankie. We thank everybody that's taken that up in the past few days. There's been some wonderful numbers. And as I say, we always say that we can't do it without you, and you are genuinely helping us do what we do every day and to keep doing it. So if you factor this into your daily morning briefings and all that, then we thank you for your subscription before. And if you're a new subscriber, we certainly thank you for joining the party, as they say. But yeah, it's a pleasure and a privilege and an honour to do this. And we wouldn't want to be anywhere else at 7:30 on a Saturday, would we, Ryan? And talking about...
Absolutely not. Maybe out of the rain.
Everybody loves. What's that?
maybe out of the rain. I'm in the car, so I don't need to worry about it. It's a bit of a horrible day. But the only positive is that when I was coming out of the game there, it was still daylight. And that shows that spring is on the way, and that's something to look forward to. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else rather than talking with your good self about Celtic, especially after a good win today and a good performance from the team. Yeah, delighted. Yeah. And it's never a chore, it's always a pleasure.
And it's always result dependent, isn't it? I always say that. But it is your moods. The results of this football club are intrinsically linked with your mood. Everybody can enjoy their weekend. So yes, indeed. We shall be back on Monday. It'll be Hamish, Ryan and myself. We'll start myself in for a couple of weeks without our diet of the football, but we'll never struggle for things to talk about, especially about this football club, Ryan. Isn't that right?
It's never a boring day talking about Celtic, regardless. Even if it is a boring day, it's not a boring day because it's Celtic.
We try not to make it into a boring day, but there you go. Guys, thanks for your company. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. You see the advert on the screen there. If you can, help us, support us. We rely on your support. Hit that subscribe button, www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe. We say thank you to MPH Boilers for all your plumbing, kitchen, heating and bathroom needs. They're the specialists to cover all of mainland Scotland. We say thank you to them for continued sponsorship and support. Ryan, thank you very much, sir. Sterling contribution as always, bud. I will let you go and you can do your homework on your stats bomb or whatever for tomorrow. But enjoy the rest of your weekend, fella. It's always a pleasure, all right, bud?
Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody for joining us and getting involved. If you are interested, please subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We really do appreciate everybody's help. Completely free. Or if you want to pledge a pound and get 6 months of the Celtic Way and the Kyogo Crunt, www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe.
Do what a man says, you know it makes sense. In the words of the great philosopher Del Boy Trotter, there you have it. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day if you're that way inclined when you celebrate it. Tomorrow, Ryan and I will head off into the sunset now and enjoy what's left of our weekends, although the work never really stops, does it, Ryan?
We never stop, as they say.
Indeed. There you go. Take care. All the best. Have a cracking weekend.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.